Now from Pakistan, head 50 degrees due west for today's GeoQuiz. That should land you somewhere in or near the Mediterranean Sea. Now, you could say the Mediterranean isn't just one big body of water. It's made up of numerous smaller seas. We're looking for one of them in particular, not the Ligurian Sea that washes up on the coast of Corsica, or the Aegean Sea near Greece and Turkey, and not the Adriatic that divides Italy and Croatia. Let's also rule out the Balearic, the Tyrrhenian, and the Sea of Marmara. So what's left? We'll think pretty quickly on this one, because the answer's coming right up. Well, there's at least one Mediterranean Sea left standing. It's the sea that washes up on Italy, Greece, and Albania. The answer is the Ionian Sea. It's where a battle to save an endangered species is now playing out. Conservationists in Greece accuse a marine park on the Greek island of Zakynthos of not doing enough to protect endangered loggerhead turtles. They say sightseeing boats are disturbing the turtles that come ashore this time of year to lay eggs. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reports.
Loggerhead turtles have been nesting on the beaches of Zakynthos since time began. These nervous, sensitive creatures require peace and quiet, but they're being harried and hassled by sightseeing boats, whose captains have to pay out refunds if passengers don't get a glimpse of a turtle. Here, a turtle is being squeezed between two boats. A couple of minutes later, another is virtually run over by a glass-bottom vessel packed to the gunwales with camera-toting tourists.
It doesn't let the turtle rest, so she doesn't have enough power for the next day. She needs a lot of strength to come out of the water, to dig her nest, to lay her eggs and return to the water. And by harassing her, she loses some of this energy that she needs to nest.
The boat's activities infuriate Lily Venizelos, who runs the Mediterranean Association for the Protection of the Sea Turtle, and is regarded as Greece's most assiduous campaigner on behalf of the endangered creatures.
Last year, the captain used to dive and bring to the surface turtles to show to the tourists. I mean, they've been doing all sorts of tricks with the turtles, disturbing them.
But how does this affect the kind of long-term conservation?
Disturbing the turtles is very serious because if they are incapable of digging a nest or performing their biological circle because of disturbance by tourism, I think that's very, very serious.
The turtles are threatened on land as well by an illegal dump, which overlooks the most important nesting beach. When it rains, the dump leaches toxic waste onto the beach and into Lagunas Bay.
There's definitely an issue about the marine park. It's definitely a scandal.
Yanis Varakastanis runs an eco-tourism business in the south of Zakynthos and is a fierce critic of the nine-year-old marine park.
It's a chaos. It seems like to me the Greek government, they don't have to take serious the issues of the protection of these beautiful creatures.
The marine park has the difficult task of managing the coexistence of mass tourism and the loggerhead turtle. The director, Laurent Sorbez, acknowledges that enforcement is a problem.
It's very difficult to combine development and protection. We are trying our best. I mean, every national park in Europe is doing the same. It's how to improve the tourism, the quality of the product. Is something that we can play a role. And in this way, people, professional entrepreneurs, they will understand that it's their advantage to protect the environment because it will ensure that in the future they will get the same income. It's a fact that they cannot ensure the same income if they do consume the environment.
Mr. Sorbez says that within a year, a new law will be in place which will impose tougher restrictions on the tourist boat captains.
It will be very obvious that if you are going to see a turtle, you will follow rules. If else, you will be prosecuted. It's very simple.
Because of its neglectful treatment of the turtle in the past, Greece has effectively been on probation from the European Union for quite some time. Now, that period is about to expire. But conservationists want European supervision to continue because they say that that is the best possible protection for the turtle.
That is the BBC's Malcolm Brabant.